Hey, group leaders, this is Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince again for our fall session of the podcast. This is actually, I believe, our 11th podcast. And today, as we're, 1 week away from group starting, we just want to talk about how do you prepare for group to begin? How do you prepare for your first night? And so there's a number of things we're going to talk about in this podcast. And I'll just start by saying, you should reach out to all the people in your group and make sure they know who you are. You know, it's great if you would like try to meet them, you know, on Sunday or Thursday before church or after, or even beyond that, like get a coffee with them just so they have some familiarity. My group actually has invited two new couples to our group, and one of them we invited to our last summer gathering, which was to go to a Clippers game. So this couple went to a Clippers game with us and got to meet at least half the people in the group, which was really good. The other thing you want to do as you prepare for your first group night is not just for you to try to meet the people ahead of time, but to make sure they all know all the details of your group. Obviously, the day and the time and the location. But even beyond that, what should they expect? What should they expect when they walk in? What's your agenda for the evening? Like, what does the evening look like? So, for example, okay, we're going to spend 20 minutes doing a snack. Then we're going to spend an hour and 15 doing our study and, you know, reading and working through the message guide or reading scripture. And then we're going to do prayer time. You know, so exactly what should they expect when they come? What should they bring? You know, what should they not bring? Is there a snack schedule? Is there a childcare schedule, you know, to participate with? Or even if there's an expense that goes with that for your group. All those different things, you just want to make sure that there's no surprises when it comes to them walking in for the first night. And we'll get to a little bit more after Pastor Vince speaks.
Yeah, one of the things that we stresses the importance of is we want to make sure we're resourcing you all well as group leaders. I hope you guys all had the chance to come to our group leader launch just last week. We had some great content from Pastor Jeremy and some really good breakout sessions that are specific to leading a group. And one of the things we talked to you all about on your onboarding is our group leader resource page. That's a great resource that you all should have access to. And just a reminder to get on there and check that on a regular basis. We put things on the calendar on there. We have upcoming events on there. Our training links are on that website. A lot of good just blogs and different articles and different trainings to help you be the best group leader you can be. Just a really, really helpful resource. We have all of our upcoming announcements, that things that are happening in group life, things for you to be aware of. And then hopefully here soon, we're going to end up having all of our podcasts on this page as well. So you can go back and continue to listen to those. So make sure you take time to get on that website. Another quick reminder is the group leader gift this year. If you didn't make it to the group leader launch, we gave out a resource to all leaders this year. It's a book that's called How to Understand the Bible in 30 Days. It's a great overview of the Bible. Really great tool. We've already heard from some group leaders that started it and have really enjoyed it. Make sure you find myself or Pastor Kevin. We'd love to get that in your hands just so you can do that alongside of prepping for group this year so you can have a good understanding of the overview of the Bible. It's just a great tool, and I think it'll be really beneficial for you as you jump into this next season.
Yeah, a couple other things about your first night is, you know, if you're a group that's doing the message guide, you want to certainly make sure that they get to service. Because that's certainly, you know, that's the bulk of your discussion then. What did Pastor Keith or whoever taught that week, you know, talk about? And what were the questions? What are the things that Keith pushed, you know, like the action step and the main points? So you want to make sure they get to service, whether it's in person. And you can still, you know, watch it online on Sunday afternoons as well. But the other thing is, you know, we've prepared, I think it's been several years now, it's been loaded on the group leader webpage, what we call the first night discussion guide. And in that, it talks about things that you should talk about on your first night, such as make group a priority. You know, we're all better together. If everyone shows up, the group is richer. There's more discussion. There's more experiences shared. Plus, we get to know each other and build those relationships. You know, another thing you want to talk about the first night is confidentiality, right? What's talked about in group stays in group, those kind of things. What are the goals of group life, both for the individual group member and for the group as a whole? Are we moving towards multiplication? Are we moving towards, you know, gaining new leaders? Are we going to invite people onto the bus of leadership and give them a piece of the group meeting and all those different things about what are our goals? And when we get to May, we're going to look back then and say, did we meet those goals? Did our group grow? Did people take next step? Did some people become partners? Did they get baptized and all those different things? So you want to lay that groundwork on the front end so that there's no surprises throughout the group season. And it's just really important.
Yeah, that's really good. I think another important piece for night one, obviously prepping for your group, prepping for the discussion, but really getting to know the members in your group. You know, when they come into your house, make sure you're greeting them, getting to know them, spending some time in the circle, getting to hear maybe how they came to Grace for the first time and what made them decide to join group. Really trying to build those relationships with them before you jump right into that discussion is key. You know, once people have those relationships in group, they're normally... it's easier for them to be open up and to share and to ask good questions about the passages they're reading, and relationships are key when it comes to group life. A great tool for you to use as well is the Lead app, and we can send you a link for that if you don't have that, but it's basically connected to your group roster, and you can get on there, and there's a part in the app where you can check special days, and so you can see all of the anniversaries and the birthdays of different members in your group, so you can celebrate them in group or even outside of group. So we can make sure we send you that link so you guys have that to be able to make sure you can celebrate everybody in your group well.
Yeah, and so we just want to leave you with a couple of things. One is, we always want to remind you that for your group to be a success, for your group to be as rich as it can be, it means that you have to have, as the group leader, you have to have a healthy, growing, vibrant relationship with Christ yourself. So that means you got to spend time in the Word. You got to spend time in prayer. You got to spend time, you know, just quiet time with God, talking to Him about your life and your issues and your successes. So a vibrant, healthy relationship with Christ. If you have that, then your group will be a success. So group leaders, the last thing I want to mention before we get to the action step is that something we used to do years ago, we kind of got away from it, I think, over the last two group seasons, but we're going to start again next Monday, which is the group's team here at the PIC campus is going to meet and pray for groups. We're going to pray specifically for your groups. And on Sunday, you'll get a text probably from me, 10 or 12 of you group leaders will get a text in it, or maybe an email. In it, we'll say, hey, how can we pray for you? How can we pray for your group? What's going on in the life of your group? How can we pray for you as a group leader? So just know that we're going to be praying for you all on Monday mornings. So the action step is just what we talked about. Prepare well. It's so important that the more time and effort you put into your group, the more that you'll get out of it. You guys know that. More time we put in preparing, the better the outcome will be. R factor, where your response will equal the outcome, right? Your God-honoring response will equal the God-honoring outcome. So you want to prepare well.
Also, make sure you're on the lookout. We're going to be sending out a podcast once a week. We have a lot of exciting topics that we're going to be talking about over this next season. Really excited to have some different guests on here from different campuses. Really just to get excited to hear about the different resources they want to share with all of you and the things that they've learned over leading groups in the past.